Three in a row. The Warriors started with so much optimism this NRL season, but losing at home to the Gold Coast Titans last night was not what I think many of us expected. Jason Pine is with us now. Piney, it's probably a good thing they've got a few days off, a few extra days off to lick their wounds and consider what went wrong.
Yeah, I guess so, Jack. Good to talk to you as always, mate. Yeah, I think you look back and you say, you're so right. I think there was a lot of optimism about this team. Even when they lost their first couple of games, we thought, look, this roster's good. The coach is terrific. They'll come right. And they did. They, you know, beat the Raiders, beat the Knights, beat the Rabbitohs, and all of a sudden things were going swimmingly. Then the three-game stretch you've just talked about, that draw against Manly and the back-to-back losses. The reason I think that most Warriors fans won't panic is because of the reasons they didn't panic at the start. It's still a very good roster. You look at it man for man, it's not the Warriors of a few years ago where a little trough like this would really have thrown the frighteners into us. And Andrew Webster is a very, very, very good coach. We're well aware of these things. Over the next four games, we are going to find out a bit. The Knights next, but then the Roosters, sixth, the Panthers, fourth, and the Dolphins third currently. That is a difficult stretch sort of in the guts of May. I think if at the end of that things haven't improved, then we can probably start to show some mild concern.
Okay, well, speaking of mild concern, eight games in, the Crusaders are 7-1, or 1-7, I should say. Bottom of the table, but they are up, or right down the very bottom. They are up tonight against the penniless Rebels. Surely this is one that the Red and Blacks are getting it up for.
The penniless Rebels, I love it. I love that. I've just checked the TAB odds because earlier today the Crusaders were really short at $1.20 odd, and the Rebels were at about $4.40. They've suspended betting on the Rebels. I don't know why that is. I wonder if they've taken so much money that they've said, hang on, something's going on here. So, I mean, I, you know what?
Against it should be a good game, eh?
It should be a good game. But when you're 1-7 like the Crusaders are, I think you know, 440 on your opposition is actually pretty attractive for a few punters, and obviously has been. Look, I think the Crusaders will probably win the game. I think they'll win. Yeah. I don't know whether it'll be the silver bullet that'll fire them back into playoff contention. We thought that when they beat the Chiefs a couple of weeks ago, and they've lost their two games since then. I think they'll win tonight, but and for a couple of reasons. Scott Barrett's back and David Harvilli is back. So there's some really, really good cattle to come back into Rob Penny's side.
I mean, he's obviously under massive pressure at the moment. And you know, it's good to hear the Crusaders boss categorically ruling out any mid-season changes, which I just think would be utterly unhelpful and counterproductive at the moment if they were going to go down that kind of route. But it's hard, right? Because Penny is trying to get his players to play with confidence and freedom. But the last thing you have when you have had a season like they've had so far is confidence and a feeling of freedom.
Yeah, no, exactly right, and they must go out there with that weight on their shoulders. However, they you know, like I say, I think they'll probably still win the game tonight. Yeah. Having said that, I thought they beat the Force last week as well.
Yeah, true. Hey, thanks for your time, Piney.
Thanks,
Jack. Big weekend. Jason Pine is, of course, the host of Weekend Sport from midday tomorrow and Sunday on News Talk ZB, as Mighty Phoenix have a massive game tomorrow night as well that I'm sure he is already struggling to sleep as he keenly anticipates that.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.